It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food and food culture. And this week, we look at coffee. Laconia played host to the first annual New Hampshire Coffee Festival last weekend. Organizers expected a nice, somewhat modest turnout for their first try at a coffee festival. But then putting a sign out on Main Street that essentially says free coffee has a tendency to over-deliver. Lori Chandler is on the festival's promotions committee.
When I walked out of 600 Main Street, I literally cried in awe at the turnout and the people coming downtown to celebrate the coffee festival with us.
They went through 2,000 sample cups in the first hour. The coffee came from three Laconia area vendors and several out-of-town roasters as well. There was a barbecue grill. The grill master rubbed coffee grounds into a leg of beef. There was a line down the block so long they ran out of sandwiches. There were coffee sack races, a coffee bean bag toss. This was a pretty big to-do. Coffee roasters say this is part of a growing interest in high-quality coffee and the process of getting coffee from farm to cup. Daniel Demers runs D Squared Java in Exeter.
And I don't think that has necessarily been catered to as much in New Hampshire as in other places. Big cities, you see a lot more high-quality shops popping up, but in New Hampshire, there's not too many that are doing a great job.
And organizers like John Moriarty of the Laconia Main Street Initiative say it's a chance for Laconia to highlight not only its local coffee roasters, but its downtown, which he says doesn't get as much attention as the city's more well-known attractions.
We're known for Harley-Davidsons and Bike Week and that sort of thing, and that's great. We're happy to be known for that. But this is another side of us, the coffee-sipping, coffee aficionado crowd.
And let's face it, coffee is a mechanism by which we get together. When we say, let's get a cup of coffee, we're really saying, let's meet up. Coffee is just the way we do it. For this festival, the organizers thought, let's get people together in downtown Laconia. And what better way to do that than, essentially, a citywide cup of coffee? The big turnout has residents, business owners, and festival organizers all hoping this festival will bring a... No, I can't bring myself to do the pun, but Kevin Grollo of Woodshed Coffee Roasters, he'll oblige.
And yeah, you know, I hope this creates kind of a buzz with downtown, because I think we all know we need it down here, so...